On Wednesday, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality denied a new permit to C&H Hog Farms, an industrial swine breeding facility which has operated on the Buffalo National River watershed since 2013. As Jacqueline Folick with Arkansas Public Media reports, the agency says farm operators failed to provide key permit renewal application documents.
C&H Hog Farms in Newton County on Big Creek, a major tributary to the Buffalo National River, was granted its first permit in 2012 by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality to house 6,500 breeding sows, piglets, and boars. The swine also produce millions of gallons of sewage annually flushed into nearby lagoons, later spread on local hay pastures. When farm owners Jason Henson, Richard Campbell, and Philip Campbell applied for a new operating permit in the spring of 2016, they were required to furnish key documents and data to ADEQ. Late Wednesday, ADEQ denied the permit. The farm failed to provide the critical geologic groundwater, soils, and other testing records. C&H Hog Farms intends to appeal the decision. Gordon Watkins, president of the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, says ADEQ's decision was unexpected.
I guess we're surprised to some extent that they did deny the permit. We're glad to see that they denied it based on issues that we've been harping on for 5 years, basically that there was inadequate site investigations done before the permit was ever issued in the first place.
The original permit failed to designate the farm's terrain as sensitive karst topography, where Watkins contends the swine waste is leaching into local wells, springs, and aquifers, polluting Big Creek and the Buffalo. The state-funded University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture Big Creek research team is currently monitoring the farm's environment, both upstream and downstream, but it's finding only background concentrations of pollutants similar to other Ozarks watersheds. But teams of independent researchers, including retired NOAA fisheries scientist Teresa Turk, are documenting different results.
What we've seen is that there's huge algal blooms in the river itself. We've also seen really high E. coli levels, which is a contaminant. It will make you sick if you ingest it, and in some cases, it can kill you. We've also found really low dissolved oxygen.
Lack of dissolved oxygen in waterways can impair aquatic life, Turk says, describing the Buffalo River and tributaries as prized fishing locales.
I believe these are all signs that the river is dying, is in serious trouble, and much of this started after C&H started spreading manure on fields very close to Big Creek, which drains into the Buffalo.
Watkins is now calling on ADEQ to block all future concentrated animal feeding operations on the Buffalo.
The current temporary moratorium, which is in the hands of the director of ADEQ, Director Keogh, can be made permanent at any time, and we would encourage her to go ahead and move quickly to implement a permanent moratorium to assure permanent protection for the Buffalo River.
Bill Waddell, a Little Rock attorney who represents C&H Hog Farm, says he's not authorized to comment. The owners have 30 days to submit the necessary paperwork to Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission in appealing ADEQ's decision. In Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media.